listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. The city of Montreal is set to rename the street which carries the name of Geoffrey Amherst, a former English military commander whose desire was to exterminate the race of indigenous people by giving them blankets infected with smallpox. Amherst Street, the street that runs from the city's old port to La Fontaine Park, will be renamed in honor of an indigenous person. A committee composed of indigenous people has been considering several indigenous figures to name the street after. The committee will reveal their selection on June 21st, which is National Indigenous Peoples Day. According to CTV News, several names have been already suggested, including Huron Chief Kondjaronk, a key figure in the 1701 treaty called the Great Peace of Montreal.
Very emotional for me to be here today, as I remember and I try to select a few fond memories of my years here at Western. Could have been my earliest memory of driving in off the 401 with a sign that said, "Thank you, fathers, for dropping off your virgin daughters."
This was music composer and pianist Stefan Macchio addressing graduating students and their families at Western University's 313th convocation in London, Ontario. His speech sparked controversy as many people thought it was offensive and demeaning towards women. Macchio not only referenced his arrival in London in the early 90s that caught some off guard, but he also recited a song largely seen as degrading to the women of Delaware Hall, an all-female residence. Western University has apologized for what it called unacceptable and inappropriate remarks made at a convocation ceremony. Macchio also released a statement posted on the university's website apologizing for his comments that he called inappropriate. In international news, four people were charged with causing the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, the passenger flight which was shut down over eastern Ukraine in 2014 as it was en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. According to investigators, three Russians and a Ukrainian have been charged with bringing a missile into the plane, murdering 298 passengers and crew. International arrest warrants have been issued for the four suspects, and a court case will begin in the Netherlands in March 2020. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
I hope you Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM and Wordy Audio Pen Pals. And I'm DJ Jerry, your host, with
Claudia Rocks.
And with DJ Julie Perry.
And I'm DJ Allison. Hello.
And we're glad to have you on our show today.
Aw, thank you. It's been a long time since I've done a show with you guys.
Yes, it has. I don't even remember when the last time was, Julie.
And I know, it's been like last year.
I know, yeah. Honestly, too long.
Way too long, yes.
Way too long. I think we need a refreshment.
We do. A big refreshment, yes.
Well, I'll try to come on more often. Well, so we have a very jam-packed episode for everyone today. So, yeah, let's get right to it.
Yes, we do.
You bet.
So, to start off, we're going to talk about Julie's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Julie's birthday first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
All right, well, let's do it.
On Tuesday, it was my birthday. And then, for my birthday, I had to work on my birthday, but all my coworkers wished me a happy birthday. And they even offered me a free dessert for my birthday.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And then they said, come on, you should have it. It's free. It's your birthday. Blah, blah, blah.
What dessert did you get at work?
A strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I got to do whatever task I want to do for my birthday.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
And then after work, I went home. And then my grandma called me at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon to wish me a happy birthday.
Aww.
And then in the night, I went out for supper with friends at Scores.
Oh, yum.
And I had a baked potato and a chicken breast and coleslaw and stuff.
Oh, nice. That sounds so delicious.
And for dessert, I had fried ice cream.
You were telling me about that. Can you tell our listeners what the fried ice cream is?
The fried ice cream, it's basically caramelized ice cream.
Wow. And it was good?
And with whipped cream around it. Yeah.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Amazing.
And I turned 29 years young.
That's right. 29 years young.
Yeah.
So what else did you do for your birthday or anything else happen?
Yes. A lot of things happened on my birthday.
Yeah. Tell us.
My mom, first thing Tuesday morning, came down and wished me a happy birthday and gave me a hug.
Aww.
And then Charlie barked.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
Yeah, he's like, woof, 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 woof.
Yeah. Amazing.
And then he jumped up on me and gave me hugs and kisses for my birthday.
Aw, that sounds amazing.
And it was his birthday on June 7th, and he turned 18 months old.
I can't believe how old Charlie is getting.
He is super ancient. He's super getting old, yes.
But still acts like a puppy, right?
He does, yes.
So, what kind of gifts did you get for your birthday? Did you get anything special?
I got a strawberry shortcake coloring book. The cartoon coloring book.
Oh, yes. Nice.
She's my favorite cartoon, strawberry shortcake.
Have you started coloring in it yet?
I did, yes.
Nice.
The night I received it, I started to color it.
Nice, yeah. I would have done the same.
Yeah.
So, we were talking briefly before. You also have some birthday plans coming up, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that?
On Sunday, my whole family is coming over to celebrate my birthday. We're going to have a barbecue and cake, and I'm going to open up presents.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So it's like you had two birthdays.
Yeah, two birthday celebrations.
That's awesome.
And next week, I'm going to have a celebration again with my uncle and my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You are so lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Is there anything else that you want to talk about in regards to your birthday?
Yes. And my other mom came home and wished me a happy birthday too, you know?
Oh, nice.
And I went shopping. I went window shopping on my birthday and stuff.
Oh,
right
on.
When that date, when 29, like the day before my birthday, I was so upset about turning 29. But then my mom's like, no, Julie, it's okay. You're still young and blah, 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 you know?
It's true. You still are so young.
Yes. And then even my coworker that day is like, really? I thought you were 21. People think I'm 21.
Yeah, exactly. Going to be young forever.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people think, what? I thought you were 21.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to say about your birthday or anything that we've forgotten to touch on?
You know what? We also forgot We also forgot him. And also my job coach wished me a happy birthday as well.
Nice. Right on.
And then and after work, I just had a few hours to relax before I went out for supper with my friends.
Nice. That's very important, is to get some time to relax and take time for yourself on your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so overall, would you say that you had a good birthday?
I had a great birthday, yes.
Aw, that makes me so happy. Well, happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And thank you so much for sharing about your birthday. Makes me very happy. I'm just very glad you had a great day, because you deserve it.
I had a great day, yes.
Good. Awesome. Cool. So I think we're going to take a quick ad break. And when we come back, another person in the studio recently had a birthday.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little chat about that.
Yes, we
did. Cool. All right.
You're still listening to the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM.
The 19th edition of Suoni per il Popolo is here, and it is bursting at the seams. Check out amazing creative music from around the world and down the block. We've got free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, music actuelle, outworld, avant rock, sound art, and dance parties. It's all happening between June 4th and 23rd. All information can be found at suoniperilpopolo.org. Tickets are available online or at your favorite record stores.
Tune in to Ashes to Ashes to hear modern pop in all its forms, whether it be synth pop, electropop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop, Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You say goodbye.
Welcome back, and you're still listening to CJLO 1690 AM. You're listening to the Audio Pen Pals. I'm DJ Jerry.
And I'm DJ Claudia Rock.
And I'm DJ Julie Perry.
And I'm DJ Allison. So if you were tuned in before, we were talking about DJ Julie Perry's birthday. But there also, there was another birthday celebrated in the past few days.
Yes, there was.
So Claudia Rocks, do you want to take over and talk about your birthday?
Yes. So on the 11th of June, we celebrated my birthday because my boss was going away on my actual birthday, which is on the 13th of June. So we celebrated with pizza, tomato pizza. We had tomato pizza. We had zucchini pizza, and we had potato pizza, and we had regular chips, and we had barbecue chips, and we had barbecue chips, and we had vegetables, and we had dip too.
I never heard of zucchini pizza. What's that?
Zucchini pizza is actually, you take zucchini, you put it on top, and that's pizza.
Sounds like a very unique pizza.
But it has sauce on it, and you have
cheese,
and it has like zucchini. But it's just bread pizza with a hat. So, it's really cold pizza, basically. And my father made tiramisu.
Awesome. Tiramisu is delicious.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
You saw Baby Noah, if I correct?
No, on Sunday. Sunday.
Okay. Well, what happened after this, after work?
Well, before work, actually, I got a couple of gifts.
Okay. What did you get?
I got a lot of stuff to do. So, I got a nice blouse that I'm not wearing today. It's blue, green, has all the summer colors. And it's very short. Mm-hmm. And I got a nice dress. A nice, like, kind of almost the same color as what you're wearing.
Not so red and white?
Well, not the white part.
But the red.
Not the red.
Okay.
And it's nice and flowery, too.
Oh, I see.
And I got... And I got pottery. But I still have to get the wheel for it. And I got rocks that you can paint.
Have you painted the rocks yet?
Yep. I made about 3 or 4. I can't remember. I made a bunch.
Awesome. So then what happened? What else did you do to celebrate?
I got clay that you can put in the oven.
Oh, nice.
So I got that. And and that's about it.
Okay.
And I also did, on Sunday, we also celebrated my birthday, which, with my family. I got a little panda bear purse.
Oh, adorable.
Where you could put money, like my aunt gave me $50.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
That I said to my father, if he uses it, fine, you just pay me back.
Yeah.
If not, I'll use it for something else in the future.
Yeah. So tell us more about like how you celebrated, because you had a few days of celebrations, didn't you?
Yeah. So at the MAB here, I went on Thursday. We brought a cake. I brought a cake, and I shared with everybody. It was a Boston cream cake.
Yum!
It was like probably that big. Enough to feed everybody here.
Wow.
And even enough for seconds. And then they put one on a pink plate for me, and they just put one candle and they lit it, and then they told me when to go, and I just blew it.
Nice.
Then there was a guy on the piano, and he just
they sang Happy Birthday, and then I just waited on the queue for that, and then that's when I asked, okay, can I blow it now? And then I have a picture of myself on the trolley where it looks like I'm giving out cake.
Oh, really?
Oh, aww, yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I'm holding onto the trolley and I'm looking like I'm going to give out cake, but I'm not.
Oh, that's so good.
And then I end up passing out cake afterwards to everybody and telling them that it's my birthday. It's my birthday was today, and that I'm giving them cake because it's my birthday. And then, and drink. And so they all end up saying happy birthday to me, one by one of them. They all go around and say happy birthday to me.
Oh, that's so nice.
And then, so my father came in with me and said that it's our birthday, so I'm bringing you guys cake. And then on Sunday, we just had a barbecue, and Peter came over with the barbecue, and then we had a big feast.
Oh, nice. And that was like a whole family celebration, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a few things you were celebrating that day, correct?
Yeah, yeah. My sister graduated from what she did, and my other sister graduated from what she did. Plus, we celebrated Father's Day.
Amazing. Yeah, that's so great. So, is there anything else that we didn't mention about your birthday?
We mentioned everything.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Claudia, did Pete give you something?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Pete gave me... Okay, that... He gave me an umbrella. He gave me a fan, a Chinese fan. Yeah, he gave me a Chinese fan, okay?
Those are so useful, though, in the summer. I love those.
I wanted one. And he read my mind. And he gave me a bunch of knives. They're color-coded.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and use them, it tells you which one to use in the back.
Oh, that's really awesome. That's so, that's such like a
like
good
on the back of the package, it tells you what they're for.
Oh, nice. Have you used it to chop anything yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they chop really nice, but I think they're sharp.
Oh, yeah, probably. But that's
they're
good.
They're sharp, but sharp enough that you have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I've used them to cut fruit. Because my sister needed fruit for her birds.
Yeah.
So I went and cut fruit.
Nice. Right on. And they work well?
Oh, yeah. They're really good. They're like the best.
Right on.
So if you need a knife to cut, man, that's a good knife.
Nice. Cool.
None of the knives I had were working.
Yeah. A lot of the knives that I have are pretty dull. So I'm jealous. That's a great gift to get.
But so I got that, and yeah.
Right on.
And then the rocks were the best.
Yeah.
What else? And Noah got a sandbox.
Yes, that's adorable.
Noah got a sandbox from my dad.
Oh, thanks.
It was a sandbox, actually, that was bought when we were kids.
Oh, wow.
And all the stuff that got into it was stuff that we used as kids.
That's adorable.
And my father ended up... One of the stuff that is from play school that we had as kids, my father ended up painting it.
Oh, that's a great way to reuse.
So, yeah.
Julie, did you want to say something?
Yes, about one last thing about my birthday.
Yes.
On my birthday, I just remembered all the bad stuff I did in my past. Because when I was little in elementary school, I had a very severe behavioral problem.
Yeah.
I was constantly like rough with the other kids in kindergarten and stuff. And I even got suspended once in kindergarten.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then I was looking back and I said I shouldn't have been so rough and blah blah blah. But then I thought now I'm a new age, trying to turn the page.
Of course. And Julie, you have grown so much since then. You are such a nice, respectful person. Yep. And it's always good to use birthdays as a time to reflect.
Yep.
And think about like all of the positive changes you've made.
Yep.
Yeah, and you've done such great work.
And then I even did a silent prayer to him up there saying, I'm sorry how I acted in kindergarten and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's very important too. Yeah.
But you always... Okay. I don't... Not to judge anybody, okay? Mm-hmm. But not to judge anybody or anything, okay? I looked at myself in the past too, and I see what we did, okay, is what we did. But mm-hmm. we should all look... at what we did and say, okay, we did that mm-hmm. and we should move on.
Exactly. Yeah. And make positive steps forward. Yeah. That's great.
Because, okay, yes, but sometimes we just can't control what we do.
Exactly.
And also we can't turn back time for what we did. We already did it, you know?
Exactly. So the best is to apologize and make positive change.
Yep, and like, move on. Okay, yeah.
It's hard for me to say... Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard for that person to say...
It is.
Okay, mm-hmm. we're going to change, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But you got to just face the facts.
Yeah, it's a journey for everyone, and everyone's journey is different. And,
okay, not to be mean or anything, but some people have a harder time moving forward.
It's true, true, but as long as we recognize that everyone is different as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We... I'm trying to be nice to people,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be nice to everybody,
mm-hmm.
but when people are, like, you tell them once, you tell them twice,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's hard to then after be nice.
I know, it can be.
Like, okay, so it's hard to say to, sorry for cutting you off. It's hard to say to somebody, okay, oh, like to be nice after when that person is always, oh, he doesn't listen to you, doesn't like look at you and say, well, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like one time, he just ended up just throwing the ball when I literally said to him nicely, like, don't throw it,
mm-hmm.
and he does it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, what is this? I got mad because of that.
Yeah,
but sometimes we appear mean, but we don't even realize it.
Exactly.
I don't want to seem mean, but you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're just treating them as they're treating you, and
yeah.
But as long as you know, you can recognize that everyone's different and everyone's journey
and
is different as well.
Other people see mm-hmm. that think I'm mean.
No.
No, you're not.
Think
mean.
I'm mean. But I'm not trying to be mean here.
Yeah, no. No, we understand,
but
Claudia.
You're just saying as a matter of fact, you know?
Exactly. Now, but Claudia, though, thank you so much for sharing about your birthday. And mm-hmm. I just want to personally say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break and play a song, another Beatles song.
Oh, yes.
And then when we come back, we're going to have a special guest join us in the studio.
Yes, and we should get that chair prepared.
Yes, we will. So, everybody,
we'll be right back.
Would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Bye.
welcome. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is the Audio Pen Pals.
This is DJ Julie Perry.
This is DJ Claudia.
And this is DJ Allison.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Francella, CJLO station manager, and also the host of Super Connected on Mondays at 11 a.m. Can't forget.
Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Yeah. So our first question is, how do you like your job?
How do I like my job? Okay, that's a good question. I really like it. There's a lot of problem solving involved, and it kind of feels like putting together a puzzle. I don't know if you like to put together puzzles. I like to put together puzzles.
Me too, yes.
Yeah, and it can kind of feel like working out all the pieces and seeing which pieces fit, and then looking back, and then you have a nice picture. So that's kind of how it feels like.
And how did you first hear about CJLO Audio Pen Pals?
Well, I have been involved with campus radio for 7 years now, which is very hard to believe. And in that time, I became familiar with a lot of the campus stations in Canada, and I heard a lot about CJLO and its magnificent programming. There was an article released, I think, last year on this very trendy music website called Bandcamp. And I learned more about the programming, and I learned more about CJLO's Audio Pen Pals. And I thought that was just so great. And now I'm on the show, so it's come full circle for me.
And what are the challenges you face being a manager?
Definitely, there are some challenges you face. Certainly, you have to rely on other people to make things, I guess, progress. And sometimes that can take a long time, like if we're relying on, like, bureaucracy, for instance. But other than that, it's been very nice so far.
What are your favorite sports?
My favorite sport is baseball.
Oh, God.
Is that not good?
That's good enough for me.
It's good enough? Yeah, I love baseball. I love just, like, the slowness of baseball.
Then you like bowling.
I'm the worst bowler. Do you remember our holiday party?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my score was a 37, and that was my highest.
Teach you.
That was my highest score ever.
Then you need to get some lessons from me.
Yeah, will you teach me how to be a better bowler, Claudia?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I get in the hundreds.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Sometimes
37.
I get like 300s.
I thought the highest score was just 300.
No.
Okay, you can go higher than 300.
Yeah, actually, you can get, like, for somebody like us, we can, the highest is a 550.
Oh my. Okay. Well, my high score was 37, so I have a long way to go.
Somebody with a disability, you can get up to 550.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets at home?
I don't have any pets. When I go back home to see my family in Ottawa, my sister usually brings back her dog, so that's the closest thing I have to a pet. The dog's name is Clover, and I'm Clover's favorite.
Aw.
Yeah, it's true.
And I have a dog, his name's Charlie.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I feel like you showed me pictures of Charlie.
I have many. I have like a zoo.
You have a zoo?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because I got like, I think 4 birds and 1 cat.
I love birds. They're so like fun to me.
Birds and like 1 cat. My sister has like 4 birds and a cat.
So
I don't know what she's gonna do after.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions for Francella?
There was. I can't remember them all.
Ask away.
What do you think about CJLO Audio Pen Pal team?
I think it's amazing. I think the show is one of the most interesting shows we have in terms of just the variety of segments. The fact that you talk about these really important issues, and you always talk about them in different ways, too. You bring in guests, you just have roundtable discussions. I think it's a great program. And you're playing the Beatles, so I'm going to always be happy about that.
Okay, what do you think, like, well, we were kind of thinking, like, we want to do more, like, people, we want people to know us more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, how can we do that?
How can we do that? I think we all have to play our part. We're all a team here. We're all the audio pen pals in a way.
We did it one summer. We did it one summer.
Yeah.
And only a couple of people came and I was so nervous and I was like...
But that happens, you know, it takes time to build things and, you know, not every event brings out like lots and lots of people. What's important is that the people, some people did come.
Yes, they did.
And they had a good time.
It was at the church here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we did it here because I thought people would come.
Right.
Yeah.
Because to make it close and and not so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it was for our book.
Yeah, yeah.
And the book came out nice.
It did, yes.
We actually have a book. I don't know if you've seen it. We have an audio pen pal book.
I don't know if I have seen it.
I'll show it to you later. Okay, it's a really well done book.
Yeah, okay. It's a book, and we talk about our lives and she talks about her life, we talk about my life. I talk about how the troubles I went through during when I was little, and she talks about her troubles when she was little.
Yeah.
And we all talk about them and how we started with Audio Pen Pals and how basically Audio Pen Pals got started. It started on November 27, 2006.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, actually, I'll see if I can get it.
We can always show her after the show, Claudia.
It was like, I don't even know if I can get it. Anyway. Well,
I think we have a few copies left, so we can...
And the thing is, but it's not in color.
That's okay.
Not in color.
That's okay.
We gave all the color ones away. And they came with a pin, too.
Oh, of course. Yes. Pen pals.
Oh!
It was the same one that's... It's okay. You can go.
Oh, have you ever had experience with radio before you became manager?
Yes, I've had experience with radio before. I used to volunteer at the station during my undergraduate degree. So I went to Carleton University in Ottawa and I volunteered there. And then I used to work right before this job. I used to work at the station at Dalhousie University. So I've had a few hands. Like, I'm not making any sense. I've had a few experiences with radio. That's what I'm trying to say.
We have a few minutes left. Is there any other last questions you want to ask Francella?
Not really.
I hope I've answered them all.
Last question before we go.
Okay.
We hope you stay here for a while.
Okay.
We hope you stay here until before we have to choose another manager.
Because you're the best.
I'm the best? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I go that far. But
It's true, yes.
I don't know if I go that far, yeah. Julie.
It's true, yes.
They all were good.
Yeah. This is an emotional roller coaster right now.
The best one yet.
The best one yet? Oh my gosh.
Well, they all were good to me.
That's true. They were all good. They all had different things they contributed to the station.
Yes, they all were good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say my goodbyes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, before we say goodbye, Francella, we were thinking that maybe you could
pick you can choose a song.
I can choose a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I choose another Beatles song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Can we play Octopus's Garden?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I just heard that like a while back.
Because that's another Ringo song.
Yeah. They were actually playing all the songs by them.
Yes. Let's play Octopus's Garden by the Beatles off of Abbey Road.
All right.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Francella.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
All right. You're listening to the Audio Pen Pals here on CJLO 1690.
But we also promise.
to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Suoni Pearl Popolo and Super Connected presents Lido Pimienta at La Sala Rosa on June 22nd. The 2017 Polaris Prize winner is back in Montreal after a whirlwind year of touring, recording, and exploring new creative endeavors. Advance tickets are $20 and $25 at the door. For more information and festival details, visit suoniperalpopolo.org. This is a Suoni and CJLO co-presentation.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Jerry, and you're still listening to the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM.
I am Claudia Rock.
I am DJ Julie Perry.
And I'm DJ Allison. Welcome back. Before the ad break, we played a Beatles track, and we were talking to Francella, CJLO's new station manager. Yeah. And I just want to remind everyone that the Audio Pen Pals is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. I think we should shift topics and maybe talk about summer.
Yes, yeah. Speaking of summer.
It's the first day of summer today.
Yes, it is.
Actually. Yes, speaking of hallelujah.
Seriously.
Speaking of summer.
Yes. What,
summer's
Claudia?
Like the best time of the year because it's my birthday, her birthday.
Yeah, my birthday too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Peter's birthday, who just is not here today.
Yeah.
Peter Y, I should say. His birthday's the first.
Yeah.
His is the 8th.
So, Claudia, what's one thing about summer that you like or are looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to going to watch some bands play, like, outside.
Yeah. Is that something that you usually do in the summer?
Not really, but one year we did that. We did that one year. And girls came, like, to pick me and Peter E. up and at a bar that was around where they were doing it, and they had live music that was going on by CJLO, and they had us actually.
Oh, nice!
They had us actually do a segment.
Oh, nice! That's awesome.
And one year, and then. We had a bunch of people come in and did recordings with us, and we ended up like talking to them and asking questions with them, and then they, you remember Julie?
I remember, yes.
You remember who, and they were like, just, we chatted with them, and Julie's asking them questions, and I'm asking them questions. And they were just, they were saying, and they would tell us, like, what they do. And one of the guys said he was a magician, but he was the kind of magician he said he disappeared and he would come back, and then...
So there was bands and radio stuff and a magician?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But he was like a music magician or something like that?
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're hoping to do something similar, like go see like events like that outside in the summer?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
But it was more like he actually did a recording session with us.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
Because we had everything set up to do a recording.
Nice.
And yeah. And we had tents
mm-hmm.
put up by CJ Lowe, and they were all there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, maybe we'll look into doing something similar again.
Yeah. I forget. That was the first man. I think it was the manager that put... She put signs up and everything.
Oh, nice. Right on.
And whoever, the last person that did, the last time I did it. Because
this was a while ago, eh?
Yeah, this was before you.
Wasn't this, if I remembered exactly, when it was the same Friday that...
No, this was with, Allison, not Allison.
Was it with Ellen?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's the one that did it with us.
Nice. Well, hopefully you get a chance to do something like that again, or we will, we'll talk about that more later. But, no, sorry, go ahead.
It was the best event ever.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you actually we got food that was there. If you get a drink, you got a drink.
That sounds great.
Just like we did when we did the awards.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
And you got a ticket.
Right on.
And so you put the ticket, you give them your ticket.
And then you get a drink.
But it was only for alcohol for some reason.
Oh, that's a shame. I hate when they only offer alcoholic beverages.
It was only for alcohol.
So Julie, what's one thing that you're looking forward to this summer?
The warm weather. We could just go walk outside with t-shirts and shorts, just a t-shirt and shorts.
Yes.
And I'm going to go to video camp for 3 weeks.
Video camp? All right, tell us a little bit about video camp.
Well, it's a camp where you can go and make your own movies and stuff.
And you've done this in the past, haven't
you? I have, yes.
Yeah, so what kind of things are you looking forward to about video camp this year?
Going to the park. I go to the park on my lunch break and then like just doing my own creation of videos.
Nice. That sounds really awesome.
And my uncle coming in town.
Oh, yeah. So when is that happening?
He's coming in on Tuesday.
Oh, wow. And how long is he going to be around for?
Till August the 8th.
Oh, so quite a long time.
Quite a long time he'll be there. Yes.
So the whole summer.
For the whole summer he'll be there, yes.
That's really awesome. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I'm going away to camp.
Oh, which camp are you going to, Claudia?
I don't know the name of the camp, but I know I'm going... I don't know the name of the camp, but I'm going with Avito.
Was it
Avito.
Like the same camp you went to last year?
No, it's a different camp. It's with Avito.
Oh, nice. Well, that should be really fun.
And it's only... I have to pay by the 30th.
Nice.
So, and it's for 5 days. It's from the 5th to the 9th.
Oh, that should be really fun. Jerry, how about you? You want to tell us a little bit about something that you did a few days ago, right? So tell us about your summer activity.
Yeah, apparently it was something like the Grand Roux.
So what is the Grand Roux? Tell us.
Apparently you can just... go to the events, get a t-shirt, get a bandana, get to walk around the nearer to the lake after Angry Inn Park. It was enjoyed. How should I say this? The amusement park, they gave out these bags.
So for those of you listening, Jerry's holding a very nice black and red bag, and I'm jealous. It looks really nice.
And according to if someone else was here, they gave out free food.
Wow.
Including hot dogs, including you name it, ice cream, you name it. Oh, candy or something or chips or whatever, free. And I didn't get one set of pictures, I got two sets.
Wow, that sounds really awesome, Jerry. Thank you for sharing that. I really wish I went there. We're actually running out of time, but we need to play one last song, a request, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so DJ Big Peter is not here in the studio, but he wants us to play some Green Day.
Yes.
To end off the show.
Yes.
So how about we all say our goodbyes?
Yeah. Yes. Goodbye from Claudia Rocks. Until next time.
Goodbye from DJ Julie Perry. I hope our listeners have a wonderful weekend.
Goodbye from DJ Jerry.
And goodbye from DJ Allison. I just want to remind you that the Audio Pen Pals is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. We're looking for new members also. So if you are part of Montreal's disability community and want to get involved with the show, please reach out to us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com, or you can call us or text us in the studio at 514-848-7471. All right. Thank you, everyone. We're going to end off with some Green Day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.